Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Q Douglas. Yo, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a football Friday, and a little get-back football Friday as the Eagles owe the Giants a big L on Sunday. We got a lot to get to today on a football Friday. It's also a try-day. It's an important one. We haven't had one around here in a while. We will let you hear what Dave Dabrowski said yesterday as he tries to put out the fire that he started with Bryce Harper and all that stuff. As we get ready for Week 8 in the NFL, guess the takes, you people. Same game parlay later on, and we'll find out if A.J. Brown's going to practice today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Happy Friday. Let's get it. It's a relaxed day, Friday, so make sure you're getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Is it relaxed?
Yeah, I'm relaxed. Good job.
Relaxed. Yeah, we'll see how relaxed we are for the next 4 hours. You know what I need on Sunday, Hugh? Because you're relaxed. I'm not relaxed. Sunday at 1 o'clock as the Eagles will take on the Giants.
Sunday.
It's a big one, and it's one where we need a little get back on the New York Giants, who took it to the Eagles a couple weeks ago, won by 17, put doubt in our head on how good this Eagles team was, really threw the whole thing into a tizzy, and now we play them again for the first... It's always bizarre when you play a division opponent twice in the matter of 3 weeks.
Yeah, don't much change.
Not much changes, but the stakes have changed.
Yeah, the Eagles, stakes a little higher.
The Eagles not only have to win this football game, but Hugh, I need style points on Sunday. I need the first Eagles style points victory of the season here. I do not want to come in here on Monday and it just be Eagles 24, Giants 21. Whew, let's get out of here. We barely beat the New York Giants. Let's go to the bye week and hope everything gets fixed. So I want to come in here Monday with a double-digit victory. I want to come in here Monday talking about how the Eagles played their most complete game, four quarters, offense and defense of the season. We owe it to them to beat them up this weekend. And this is the worst team we've played this year. And I know we lost them once already. I totally understand what happened a couple weeks ago. But that doesn't change the fact this is a 2-5 football team that just gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos. Hugh, we all need a win. I think we all expect a win on Sunday. The Eagles are 7.5-point favorites to get back on the Giants. But, Hugh, I need a style points game. I need the Eagles to win this game by margin on Sunday. Hugh, what are you feeling as we get started here on a Football Friday?
I'm looking at the practice. Let's see who practiced yesterday.
Well, not A.J. did not practice.
No, I'm just okay.
Cam Jordan didn't practice.
Cam didn't practice yesterday. Joe, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to hear that, but the bottom line is this. I just want to win a football game. We have not hit our stride yet. That's a fact. But we're close to it. We're trending in the right direction. And we're playing against a team that, honestly, I feel like the game plan is not going to change that much, you know, from the last time we played each other. Mm. The good thing about this is this, that looks like Landon Dickerson is going to be out there. He's going to be playing, but we don't have our starting center. We know the issues that Toth had last week
right.
with being, you know, not being able to shotgun and stuff like that. So with that being said, we might see a little bit more under center this weekend, but it's
good.
Still going to be a tough matchup.
Tough.
Because the Giants, familiarity breeds contempt. That's a cliche. It's one of those things where the Giants match up well with us up front, especially since we're a little banged up. I do like the fact that Landon is back because I had a chance to talk to him, and, you know, I was talking trash a little bit, and he basically was like, You know, I wasn't out there, so I feel like he's going to be somewhat of a difference maker.
Good.
But it's still going to be a tough game because the Giants can move the ball. I'm not saying we're going to lose, but the Giants can move the ball. So I feel like, you know, we're going to have a game where it's going to probably be a high-scoring affair, but we're going to come out on top.
All right.
10-05
and lower the bar, Douglas.
I'm not lowering the bar,
you
man.
Are. The Eagles are 7.5-point favorites in the game. You've lowered the bar here.
I didn't lower the bar.
The Giants are 2-5. Okay, can we go on a second here? The Giants are 2-5.
And they whooped our ass.
They absolutely did. But
and one of those wins was the ass-whooping that they gave us.
So they've won one other football game. And look, last week is one of those
and
games.
And they went toe-to-toe with the Denver Broncos.
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up. Because you could look at that one of two ways. And I think you're looking at it as, hey, they went to Denver.
Jackson Dart had a lot of you now.
Jack Sadar put up some points. Whatever that noise was, that happened, right? Yeah, you know what else happened?
They didn't win the game.
They gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes, they did.
So guess what they are? They're a bad defense. I don't care how many names they have. Abdul Carter's going to be a wonderful player. Obviously, he's the third pick in the draft. They have some guys up front that could play. Burns could play, obviously, and Lawrence. They're a bad defense. They don't have linebackers. They don't have secondary players. Right now, they're 26th in the NFL in yards per play allowed. This is the worst defense we've faced since week one. We face Denver, they're number 2. Rams are 5. KC 11. Tampa Bay 19. Minnesota 16. This is the worst defense we've seen since we saw the Cowboys in week 1. This is a game, and you go back 2 weeks ago, and you're right, they kicked our ass. You're totally right. But we left plays on the field.
We did.
Right? If Jalen hits those plays, we probably put 30 on them
totally
up in MetLife. So I look at the game like the Giants' defense coming off a collapse last week is not very good. Our passing game got going last week a little bit. They are tired. They just played a million snaps in that fourth quarter. They're probably doubting themselves. They also, and look, Dart looks like he might have a shot to be good, right? They might have their first good quarterback in a while. But he's still a young quarterback on the road. I mean, like, he made it, as much as he moved the ball last week, his interception with like 5 minutes to go opened the door for the Broncos to win that game. So he's going to make a mistake or two. He's probably going to turn the football over. I need the Eagles to get revenge on the New York Giants. I need the Eagles to go out there and win this game by double digit. This should be a style points win.
I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And the team is going to go out there and try to do their best, especially after you got your ass whooped the way you did. But I don't feel like that's going to be the case. Now, the Giants match up well with you. And a lot of times in the NFL, it's more about the matchup than it is actual the talent on the team. You know what I mean? And I think that when you talk about their players versus our players, pretty good matchup. AJ didn't practice. It's another guy that we're going to be missing out there.
AJ might not play. We'll unpack it more, and we'll see if he practices today. But, Hugh, I heard Elliot yesterday on the afternoon show saying in his time covering the team, when a guy doesn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday,
he doesn't play.
Typically doesn't play.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And that's how it's always been in the NFL because you're talking about the game plan that you're implementing.
Yep.
And the plays that you want to run, that you want to go over, that's your last real work day. Wednesday and Thursday are your work days. Friday is the day that you kind of button everything up and get ready to travel. You know, you go through your little walkthroughs. We used to have junk food Fridays. You know, you had your weigh-ins and everything, getting ready for the game, and then you have a little junk food. You have a little junk food party.
Would you have like tacos or fast food?
It used to
burgers,
be chicken wings, cheese steaks, stuff like that. It was a really nice time. So, and then Saturday, if you were traveling or whatever, you had to walk through in the morning, then you jumped on the bus and you got ready to go to New York or whatever.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you don't practice, then you're probably not going to be in the game plan. So we shall see. But the bottom line in this business is to win football games. I don't care what it looks like. Just win games. And we are trending in the right direction. No question about that. But I don't think we're in a position where we're demanding things. We need style points.
We need wins.
We need wins. We need continuity. We need to try to get everybody healthy. We need to get W's.
I would argue, other than the Raiders here in December, this is the easiest game left on the schedule. If we don't get style points against the Giants at home, then we might not get style points at all this season. Raiders at home, the Eagles will probably be 13-point favorites in that game if everyone is normally healthy. Other than that, look at the schedule. I mean, maybe when Washington comes here, if Daniels is hurt, we'll see where they're at that point of the season. But if Daniels is back, that's not going to be they're not going to be favored by 10 points. Like this is the style points game. It's got to happen this week. Plus, you saw what happened 2 weeks ago when the Eagles were up in New York. You got Scadaboo and Dart doing backflips on the sideline. A little revenge spot for the Eagles here.
It's going to be a physical confrontation.
Well, the Eagles
never said it wasn't. It's going to be physical. Well, that's why. You know, these games, division games, man, I remember them fondly because it's like, especially when you had to play them back-to-back, Because they're like, damn, we got Dallas this weekend. Then we got the Giants. They were always physical.
Well, and the Eagles owe the Giants a little payback.
Oh, they definitely own.
Let's hear Sirianni on the morning show earlier this week. Joe DeCamera asked him about that thing, about the Giants celebrating a little bit over the top a couple weeks ago. Here's Sirianni.
It's a division game, and I guess the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, it's like a division game. If you can't get up for this, like, come on, let's go. It's another opportunity to play football in the NFL. And not everybody handles that the same way. Like, every person on your team is different and what motivates and all these different things. So I think the answer is, like, if this something like this motivates you, use it. If it's something like this doesn't motivate you and it just distracts you from your process, you know, don't. And so, you know, maybe there's a comment here and there that we'll use, but that's how I feel about it. Because not everybody, you know, not everyone's like, oh man, they did this, we got to do this. And it's like, no, some guys have to focus on completely on the process to go out and kick somebody's butt. Some guys have to use motivation like that to go out there and kick somebody's butt. So yeah. Everybody's a little bit different. So sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't.
He's talking about does he get motivation from the putting the tape on and showing his team that the Giants were celebrating a little bit over the top for like a week five game a couple weeks ago. I would show it to them. 215-592-9494. Do you need a style points win here? Look, let's be real about this. The Eagles are a better football team than the Giants. What happened a couple weeks ago is a one-off. They're better. They're at home. They're a big favorite. They have their passing game in the best spot it's been in terms of a couple weeks the entire year. And the Giants are coming off a historic collapse in the fourth quarter. This is the time to get them. I'm sure there's doubt in that locker room the way they were coming off the field last Sunday in Denver. I need a style points, Victor. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling as it is time to get back on the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what happened the last time we played this team. The Giants stink. They're a cute little fun little team with the Scataboo and the Jackson Dart and all that stuff. But, like, we are the class of the NFC East, and if we don't kick the Giants' ass on Sunday, I think everybody needs to come in here on Monday and lower their expectations for this football team.
I agree with you on that. Hugh, if we don't get a four-quarter, like, complete game against this team, we have to lower expectations.
The Giants were the team that we got it rolling against last season. That was where it was like, okay, like, here we go. Like, I need to see signs that this is a Super Bowl contender Sunday.
It's still a Super Bowl contender. 5-2.
If they squeak by the Giants, I got bad news for you, buddy.
Well, hold on. But right now, if they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, we would have serious questions if they're actually legitimately a Super Bowl contender based on how they've played this year.
Ah, but they did.
But we took the pledge.
Okay,
we took the pledge.
This is what I need everybody to do that's in their car. Well, you probably can't do it in your car, but when you get to your desk today, go look at the NFC standings. Mm-hmm. And look and see where the Philadelphia Eagles are compared
standings,
to everybody else.
Schmandings,
look at their point differential. Look at the point differential. They look like a 500 team masquerading around a 5-2. So let's win by 40 and bump up the point differential.
They're not. And this is why when you hear Drew Brees, even though he does sound like a hater, folks.
He's right, yeah.
He's right. Valid in some of the stuff that he's saying. Because if you do this for me today, because a lot of times, a lot of these arguments that we like to have are based in our emotions. Go look at the stat line. Go look at the teams that are scoring the lowest points in the NFL. And go look and see where the Eagles are compared to the worst teams. They're right. They're hovering around there, right? But they have a good record. And they're trending in the right direction. So going into this game this weekend, if you get the W, you still have time to trend in the right direction and be a better team. It's not how you start, folks. It's how you finish.
It's almost November.
No, yeah. But it's still.
We got to get moving.
And we don't play playoff games to what, January, December, January?
Yeah, but hold on. If you're, it's the end of October and we're still talking about, like, we got to figure it out.
Okay,
sometimes you don't figure it out.
Let me give you a ray of hope. The last couple.
We're trying to give you the ray of hope, and
I'm
that is 31-3. A blowout.
And Kyle over here giving me a hard time. No, we have been trending in the passing area better every week.
I tried to tell you that 2 days ago. You disagreed.
Okay, but what I'm saying is we're starting to figure it out. You guys are insufferable. Well, no. We're starting to figure it out, man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then, if we were figuring it out, you'd be slamming the table for a blowout on Sunday.
No, I'm slamming the table for a W. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I think you're scared of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. I can hear it.
You made the point, like, if it doesn't happen against the Giants, they'll have Packers, Lions, Cowboys after this.
They did.
Then they're not going to get.
Do the Packers look like world beater?
No. Okay. But the Packers are obviously a good team.
Do they look like world beaters?
Do we?
No, but we're 5-2.
So are the everyone's 5-2 in the NFC.
But we're,
it's like seven teams like that.
Aren't the Niners 5-2?
We're in a good spot. We're in the hunt. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to be in the hunt.
You want to be dominant?
Yes.
Yeah. We did dominate. We are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Last year's team dominated. We haven't dominated anyone this year.
Did we just get our ass kicked by the Giants 2 weeks ago?
Yes, we
That's
did.
Not the Super Bowl champion.
No, but it's still the defending Super Bowl champion.
You didn't take the pledge.
You know what? And we talked about this with me. How many of those cats you think go home at night the way that they've been playing and go look at that ring and be like, damn it. I'm the defending Super Bowl champion.
You know what?
I need to start acting like it. I need to start playing like it. It's coming, man. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
If you are a dominant team, you dominate the Giants. It's not that hard. Like, it's not that hard.
They've had a lot of adversity this year, too. And they fought
through
that.
Every team has adversity.
Not like this, though.
That's a crutch.
Would the Lions go out there and dominate the Giants someday?
Yeah, of course they would.
They would murder them.
The Detroit Lions fell short of the ultimate goal.
The Lions are better than us right now.
Stop last year. This year's teams.
The Lions are better than us right now.
Listen, the Lions are balling. I'm not about to say
they here. Would go in there and manhandle.
And guess who we're not playing this weekend? The Detroit Lions.
We are in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but we got 3 weeks to get right.
But that starts Sunday.
It does. Well,
you're lowering the bar.
You're right, Joe. It does start Sunday. And you know what helps you get to that level? Is with a W.
Okay, I think we all know
every
this.
Week, brick by brick, Joe.
No, enough of that. Blow the Giants out. If we come in here Monday and it was 24-21 and we squeaked by with a Jake Elliott field goal in the fourth quarter, like no one could.
I've been trying to tell y'all every week.
That's not going
to
work. That's not going to work.
Y'all just don't want to hear it. We come in here with these ultimatums every week.
Yes. Until it happens. 215-592-9494. Yell until you get what you want. And I want a blowout on Sunday. Let's go to Chris in Middletown starting us off. Do you need style points in the victory over the Giants this coming Sunday? What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
Happy Football Friday. What's up?
Let me start with this. With all due respect, Hugh, I don't need Jacksonville Hugh today. I need Hall of Famer Hugh today. Can we get that, please?
I don't know where that guy went.
I love how, no matter what, with 10-17 into the show, we start taking personal shots. I love it.
Not today, Hugh. Not on a Football Friday. We can't have this anymore. All right, you know what? I can't even control myself, man, because I'm all cranked up. Let's go, Philadelphia. This is our house. This is our city. This is Philadelphia. All week long, the national media has been talking about the young Giants. There is way too much hype about Jackson Smart and his boo boy. When that whistle blows, it's not just another Sunday. It's war. It's 60 minutes of showing who we are and a man whooping a man. We don't blink. We don't break. We do not back away from any fight. You want to talk about toughness? Step in our city for one day. You want to talk about loyalty? We show up every game ready to put knuckles to skulls and have been bleeding green since birth. This isn't about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not about what's on paper. This is about sending a message. This is about showing the world the champion has entered the ring. You look at the guy next to you. That's family. You play for him, you fight for him, and you win for him. Giants think they can walk in here and take something that belongs to us? Not today. Not in Philly. Not in our house. We're going to hit them in the mouth from the very first snap. We're going to make them feel every inch of that field. We're going to outwork them. We're going to outhit them. We're going to outlast them because that's who we are. We fly together. We fight together. Eagles, lock in, play fast, play fearless, and let it all hang out. Sunday, we make a statement. One team, one city, one heartbeat. Dable and his dummies are about to feel the heat. There it is. Here's the bell. The fight starts today. Give them hell all weekend. E-I-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-G-L-E-S-E-
He's ready to roll.
What a bounce back.
You know what?
Today
was a day we needed Chris as the leadoff hitter. I needed that kind of energy. I need that style points energy.
Especially
with Lower the Bar Douglas next to us here.
I am not lowering the bar.
You're clearly saying that if they squeak out a victory, you're okay with that.
Yes.
No.
I'm okay with a victory.
But again, that would be... Can we be real?
Yes.
There's been a lot of evidence through seven games. This isn't really a Super Bowl team this year.
Not necessarily.
No, that's the evidence.
Not necessarily.
Well, you can believe... You could choose to ignore the evidence.
I'm not.
The evidence is they've been outgained in every game. The evidence shows me this right now is not a Super Bowl team. Now, they could become that, but that needs to start with a pound. Again, this team, I've never seen a 2-5 team get more hype. Jackson Dart and Cam Scatter, but they're 2-5.
They beat the brakes off of them.
They just let up 30 points
in the fourth quarter.
2-5.
The Browns are
2-5. Everyone laughs at the Browns. The Giants are the same record as the Browns. If the Browns were coming in here, we say, "Oh, it's we got to squeak by."
Crush him, Joe.
I mean, what are we doing?
I love your pass.
What are we doing?
Hey, Kyle backed him out of glass, co-signing.
Just get beat right
over
there.
Listen, there was a season.
It's very serious about
where
this.
the Kansas City Chiefs went back to the Super Bowl, and this feels eerily similar to that. The year that I guess I can't remember which year it was, but they were questioning whether or not people had figured out Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
This is the adversity that you're going to face when you're the defending champions. And, yes, there's a lot to work on. There's a lot to get correct. There's no question about that. You know, when we talk about under center versus being in the shotgun and stuff like that.
Get the run game going, all that stuff.
But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you are in the mix right now, and you still have time to right this ship. I understand everybody wants style points, and we want to go into this game and feel good and not stressed. I got some for the stress reliever, too, by the way. If you know, just check the Instagram. I got some stress reliever if you want to go there. But anyway, back to what I'm talking about. You have to realize that going into all of these games, the simple fact that the Giants feel the way that they feel is because they're trying to build something. Think about it like this, people, and I'm going to try to give you a little bit of perspective and step back just a little bit.
Nope.
You've had two individuals that play for the Giants that have left the organization and found success somewhere else.
Yeah, because they're a bad organization.
Yes, and they're trying to change their fortunes. Last week, before we played, remember when the coach was talking about, yeah, well, they missed a lot of throws. I'm ad-libbing a little bit. But he took a shot because they were looking at film and they felt confident and they were talking it up about beating the Super Bowl, the defending Super Bowl champions. They did that. They're going to come with that bravado. Just get the win.
Just get a style points win. A blowout. 215-592-9494. I need a style points win on Sunday. Where do you come down? Or are you closer, Hugh? Just a win is a win. Just get out of there with a victory. Hugh Douglas continues to lower the bar for your 2025 Eagles. Your call's coming up. And we're going to do a tri-day today. Hugh Douglas needs help with something. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Eagles needed to get up again. Not after last week. They won that game against the Minnesota Vikings, but after what happened a couple weeks ago.
Got to add what?
Against the New York Giants. Yeah, and we're expecting, at least Kyle and I are, expecting, hoping, and anticipating a get-back game, and we need style points on Sunday. This can't be 24-21 and we come in here all smiles on Monday. That's not good enough against a team that they're 7.5-point favorites over. Lower the bar, Douglas over here just wants to squeak out a win over a 2-5 football team.
I just want to win, man. Mm-hmm. I just want to win.
That's not how champions are typically in the NFL.
Well, you in order to go to the Super Bowl and be a representative, you got to win football games.
It tells me a lot about how you really view this team.
I know. But if you look at teams that win the Super Bowl, they win a good amount of games each year by blowout. I mean, could we be real? Teams that win the Super Bowl typically don't win by 1 or 2 or 3 points every week. That's not Super Bowl champions.
The year the Kansas City Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, I forgot which year it was, but there was a lot of adversity.
Last season?
No, not last season. I think it was a couple, like 2 seasons before that. Remember when everybody said they figured Patrick Mahomes was out?
Yeah.
And they talked about how the offense was sputtering and everything. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they still went to the Super Bowl that year, and I think they won it.
But I bet if we could look back, they won way more games by margin than we think they did. Like, sometimes our perception is not really reality. Like, you don't win the Super Bowl barely winning every game.
And sometimes it takes a little bit more time to get going.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
But it's time to get going.
It is. And I'm not disagreeing with you with that. But at the end of the day, as long as you get the win, that should be the only thing that matters and improve along the way. And if you're being honest with yourself as Eagles fans, this team, even though it's not looked pretty, they've gotten incrementally better. Oh, I killed that word. I nailed that one, didn't I?
That was really impressive.
Wow. We are professionals.
Hey, listen, we are turning that professional corner around these parts. But they are getting better offensively. They're throwing the ball a little bit better.
Yes.
So the last couple weeks they've been throwing it better. They didn't get the wins. Now they're starting to get the wins. Let's just keep that going. Now, this week, Joe, you know what's gonna happen this week?
Style points.
No?
Oh.
We get Saquon Barkley. Going. We get the Bark Man going. We get him going.
Is that a new one, the Bark Man?
The Bark Man.
That's very new.
Just saying.
I'm trying
to be innovative on a Friday. You know, I got my little Transformer toy. You know, I found me some more Transformers.
Yeah, we heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's
going. You are having a midlife crisis.
I know.
You're trying to start nicknames.
I'm going through my Miss Childhood action figure phase.
Oh, okay.
You know what it is? Because a lot of times when I was growing up, Transformers were hot, and I couldn't afford them.
Now you can.
And I tried to pass it on to my son. He don't like them.
So really, you just get it for yourself.
I'm just getting them for myself.
Hugh, what are you doing? Just buying some toys.
Just buying some toys. I'm in the store. Yeah, I was in the store. Shout out to the dude the other day. I was in the store, and I guess he recognized me. Mm-hmm. And he kind of was coming down the aisle. And he was like, "Hugh,
you're in the toy aisle, man."
And I was like, "Yeah, it's me." He's like, "Hey, how you doing? I didn't want to bother you, because." Like, Joe, I was locked in. I was trying to find these Transformers, man, because they're kind of hard to find right now. They're fairly new, so, yeah, I was locked in. So.
Well, part of the reason they're hard to find is you've bought, like, 30 of them.
Man, I went to the store last night, and I bought, like, all of them.
All of them?
I bought. It was on, like, 9 or 10. So
yeah, it's normal stuff on a Thursday. You just buy nine Transformers.
Yeah, but I'm going through something. Yeah. But I like putting them together. But anyway, the point that I'm making is this. I'm back to the point.
Okay.
Just win the game, man, and you get better as we go. This team knows everybody that I talk to.
Lower the bar.
What that have to do with Transformers?
No, it's just a side story. I just felt like sharing. That's good. You know, this is Friday. We like to share on Friday.
Yeah, we do have a football game.
And by the way, if anybody has a suggestion for a good wine, a bottle of wine, I'd like to have that too. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out
there. How many topics we're gonna try to juggle here?
I'm just saying. The people out there, help you out.
Don't you have social media, dude?
No, I'm saying. I'm being all inclusive like we like to do on a Friday. But the bottom line is this. You just got to win the game.
Okay.
I brought it back. I got my meds. I brought it. You see how I brought it? I tied it back
in. It took five minutes.
I don't know the tie.
Just let it go.
I'm just saying. It was a side story.
Let him be.
But the main story is just get the win.
Just blow the Giants out. Okay. Can we hear? You said at some point that you said get back on track or, you know, the main thing, something like that. Jordan Mailata, he speaking of bouncing back, he needs to, because listen to him. He knows he didn't play great last time the Eagles played the Giants. Here's Mailata talking this week.
So, you know, I feel like I played my worst game of my career 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I wasn't happy with that. So for me, it's just like, just going to just go out there and do my job, do a better job than I did last time.
Two more?
But it's Kelly Green, so I'm excited about that. But at the end of the day, it's the next game.
What about it, do you think, in the next game?
I don't know, just kind of was passive.
Very passive. So.
What did you learn from facing that front the first time?
Can't be passive.
Well, yeah, the offensive line did not play well that night. And they haven't run the football great the entire season. If they play better, this could clearly be a style points victory. All right, 215-592-9494. Slim and Myrtle Beach up talking
Slim.
Eagles. What's up, Slim?
Yo, take me
out. Slim, what's up, pal?
Hey, Douglas, you the man.
What's going on, man?
You know what? How come you're the only one that knows you play to win the game?
No, you know what, Slim? Let me be honest. My partners, they both know, but they're Eagles fans, mm-hmm. and it hits a little different up here. You know, the expectations are very, very high. The fandom is out of control. And, I mean, they know deep down inside that I know what I'm talking about. Mm. They just want to be nudges.
See, this is the issue or the problem. Mm. It's hard to get up and play your best every single game for 17 weeks.
Can they do it one time this season?
He said one time. Just give me once.
We're okay. I mean, that was a shocker last week. I mean, that came out nowhere for me. I mean, how we lost to the Giants, I mean, I admit, that was pretty bad. We lost, but you play to win the game. This is not revenge. I mean, it is revenge, but the ultimate goal is to win. That's very simple.
Right, but would you not agree, Slim, that the best teams typically win a few or more games each year by a lot?
It's hard to get up every week.
It is. It's not easy to go back to back. We talk about it on the show all the time. Slim, we appreciate it. I think we convince ourselves that when we don't want to admit the team isn't looking very good. Like last year, you pointed to last year, Hugh. Last year, they won a game 28-3. They won a game 34-6. They won a game 37-17. They won a game 37-20. They won a game 27-13. The Eagles, they won a game 41-7. Hugh, last year's team blew teams out. That's what great teams do. So why is Kyle, I asked you a question. I think you sidestepped a little bit.
Yeah.
You're telling on yourself.
What are you talking about?
If you don't think the Eagles can win this game by margin, you don't think the Eagles are that good.
No, I think they're good. But you also know that you're everybody's measuring stick, so they're going to play above their station just a little bit.
Coping. We're coping. I mean, we're coping
The here. Fact that you had Jackson Dart and Cam Scatterbo came out there, their first year in the NFL, and played with that kind of bravado and you know, like they were just intense.
You know, they also lost the Saints 3 weeks ago.
No, they did. Yeah. But
I'm just
here,
reminding everyone.
But because the measuring stick was different for us, and they felt confident in their game plan and the way that they attacked us. They feel good about going into this game, Joe. They really do.
They shouldn't. There are two rookies
that played for the last 2 weeks, played pretty good.
They stink. The Giants stink.
Now, going into this game, this is his fourth start.
Fifth.
Jackson Dart, right. So, yeah, we should have a pretty good game plan on him, but I still think that it's going to be a tough game. I really do.
So but
we get to win.
It's hard to get up every week would make more sense to me if we were kicking everybody's ass for a few weeks. Then it's all of a sudden maybe they'll squeak by. It's a division game, all that stuff. But they haven't done it one time this year.
Have you ever seen Afro Samurai?
I have not.
Afro Samurai was a cartoon where Afro Samurai was a samurai was going around. He was trying to get the number one headband, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, he tried to get the number one headband. And he was fighting. He fought all this adversity to get the number one headband. And when he finally got it, he didn't have it that long because he lost it because somebody came in and they took the number one headband from him. That's the analogy. That's the Giants. They're the hungry squad. They're trying to reach the pinnacle. The Afro Samurai got a little complacent in his quest for the number one headband. So after he got it, he kind of fell off a little bit. He wasn't training as hard.
Right.
And if you watch the cartoon, the alter ego was Samuel L. Jackson. He was telling about how he wasn't training hard. Kind of the same thing. The Eagles are in a situation where They're not playing their best football, but they still have the number one headband. And that's what they're fighting for. And everybody's trying to take the number one headband.
I'm more familiar with the plot of Kung Fu Panda, but I think it's kind of similar. I get it. I get where you're going.
Hey, I'm cooking today. If I do say so myself, I feel like I'm cooking.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. Let's talk to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Right now, I'm picturing Hugh sitting in his living room tomorrow night or tonight. Got his little Transformers all. Hey,
Jeff,
laid out
I'm
on the
looking.
Floor.
I'm looking for them. Right now, I can't find any. I think I bought them all.
You
bought them all in the area. Maybe a bottle of wine, maybe a little bourbon, maybe a couple gummies. You know, he's just going to town, man. Just
I could be doing worse things. I could be doing worse
You could
things.
Be.
That's true.
You could
yeah.
be. Shout out to that. Kyle kind of twisted my arm a little bit. Doesn't happen very often, but every now and then he gets to be a bully. I expect the Eagles to really.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Put it on them this week. I don't, at first I didn't think we needed style points, but Joe, I'm leaning towards what you're saying because we got to start gearing up for here for November and December. And what better way to start than with a crappy Giants team? I think that was a one-off a couple weeks ago when they blew us out.
Well, I agree. And look, there was a point, Jeff. I'll be honest. Last week, when they were, because I took Denver in my survivor pool. So when Denver was down 19-0 entering the fourth quarter, I was like, uh-oh. I had two thoughts. Like, I'm out of my pool. And the second thought was maybe the Giants are about to be a little bit more competitive than we anticipated. We got to play them next week. But when I watched them give up 33 points in the fourth quarter, first I was like, whew, I got through my survivor pick this week, so I'm alive. But the second thought I had was, all right, that defense. People think they're supposed to be good because that defensive line, but you give up 33 points in a quarter, you're not that good on defense.
Well, you also had the thin air out there, and I think they just got worn down.
And you know what? That's good for us. That's good for us this week because they'll come in here worn out. Yeah.
No, I fully expect them to put together four quarters of good football this week. This would be the team to do it again.
It would be, as Hugh Douglas's phone goes off on the other side of the studio. Jeff, appreciate it.
It did. It just went off.
Yeah, you good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
We buy more Transformers?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking.
I know you are. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we haven't done this in a while, but you need some help. It is October 24th, which means 1 week from today is Halloween. Can we do a little Tri-Day on a Friday?
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
It is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show, and Hugh Douglas, I was going to say he needs some help with a lot of things, but he needs some help with this, certainly. What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween? Halloween costume ideas for Hugh.
I have some.
You have some costumes ready?
Yeah, well, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any ready, but I've been thinking about a few.
Well, maybe the audience today can help you out. And who knows? Maybe if you name...
Be creative, too, though, because I've been... Like, some of the ideas that I've had, they've been pretty creative. So be creative.
Okay.
Don't be all... Be all weird with it.
Right.
Be creative.
So if we get a great one today, maybe next Friday on the air, Hugh Douglas will dress up as this and be that for Halloween. All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Buenos dias, Philadelphia.
Hey, look at him switching it up a little
Good morning, Aaron.
Why am I speaking in Espanol today? Because, ladies and gentlemen, come Sunday, I'm going to have WIP's own Ricky Ricardo on the radio. I'm going to listen to him because guess what, Giants fans? There was one missing piece to the puzzle 2 weeks ago, and that's one Nakobe Dean.
Mm.
And when Scuttlebucket tries to run off tackle and he gets that introduction to Mr. Nakobe Dean, I can't wait for Ricky Ricardo to do his rousing. No, senor! No, senor! Viva la Philadelphia Eagles!
You know what, Aaron? That actually is a point that hasn't been brought up enough this week. I like the way N'Kobe...
Know he was going with that.
Yeah, N'Kobe played well, and I think he can make a difference, especially against the run coming up on site. I like that point, Aaron. N'Kobe making a difference, and so you're going to be listening to the Spanish broadcast on Sunday? I love Ricky Ricardo. Does a great job.
I absolutely, positively love his energy. And real quick, before I get to my little rant, my tri-day... kind of fits in with today in a little bit. Episode 2 of You People will be released.
Okay.
And there will be some superheroes introduced today. And that's going to be the Incredible Bulk, who gets his powers from his specially formulated broccoli gummy.
Oh.
There's also going to be Q-Ball and Mega Kyle. So look for those
Not
today.
Not Mega Kyle. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time of the week again. It's time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away, because Sunday is going to be a statement game. It's time for Sky Marshall Hurts, Quadzilla, the monsters of Philadelphia, that mean, nasty offensive line, the Kelly Green, Young Gun, gangrene defense is going to let little brother know who rules the NFC East roost, and that's one E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Good stuff, Aaron. So
Way to go, Aaron.
I guess Incredible Hulk was his thing. He said the Incredible Bulk. So Incredible Hulk is the submission for Hugh Douglas to be for Halloween. I mean, it's fine. I don't think it's the winning answer.
No.
Yeah, we could do better than that. But it's fine. You guys looking forward to episode 2 of Aaron's cartoons?
No.
I mean, I like Aaron. I like his creativity, but yeah. I ain't really.
All right, Alan.
He's muted.
Oh, that's what you did?
Well, he didn't like it. Yeah, they didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, the AI Kyle. Yeah, he didn't like that.
Yeah, go ahead,
Cartoon
Alan.
Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You should be the gladiator or Pharaoh. Going way back in the Ten Commandments, nobody was chiseled like you when you played for the Eagles. So my suggestion would be the gladiator.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
I like that one. Go ahead, Alan.
Way to go, Kyle.
Can I talk about the Eagles?
Yes, you can.
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. Okay. Our biggest win differential-wise this year has been 7 points, okay? Mm-hmm. But like you said, it doesn't matter as long as we get a win. But I can make an argument that their offense, Joe, they don't stink. Since Jackson Dart took over, they're 2-2. So I know you want to say 2-5, but the Vikings are 3-4, mm-hmm. So number one. Number two, their offensive and defensive lines, since Andrew Thomas now, arguably one of the best tackles in football, not old like our Mulata is not that old, but Lane Johnson, their offensive and defensive lines match, and they might even be slightly better than us.
So Alan, now, I agree with your assessment, and I do think they're obviously capable now more on the offensive side with Dart and Scadab. They're more capable, but... Alan, their defense as a whole isn't very good. The line is good, but that secondary could be had. The line, I mean, they gave up 33 points in a quarter on Sunday. That's hard to do.
Now, Joe, they collapsed in Denver,
right.
Mile High Stadium, okay? Remember, that's not easy. We semi-collapsed against Denver in Philadelphia, which is at mean sea level. So, remember, they gave up 33. We gave up 14. We were up 17-3 and lost 21-17 at home. So they collapsed, but we semi-collapsed. Our secondary still is not good. Last night, Minnesota did not give up 138 yards to Addison. Addison had 25 yards. 408 yards the Chargers had against the Vikings. So let's look at reality. I love the Eagles. I want them to kill. Do I expect them to? No. I don't care if they're mean. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about whether you want. This was 2 weeks ago. How are we trending that much better since we lost to the Giants 2 weeks ago? We barely beat the Vikings last week. So, again, I want the win, but we have to build up our talent. And I'm going to leave it like that. Gentlemen, have a great weekend. Love yous all. Love the show.
Appreciate it, Alan.
Thank you for listening.
Good stuff, Alan. We appreciate it. I think he's hitting he sounded like what you were saying there a little bit, Hugh, with the difference in these teams 2 weeks ago was the Giants were better that, mm-hmm. that night. I mean, clearly that night they were. They won by 17 points. I understand that. But sometimes there's also one element of that game 2 weeks ago that we've kind of left out of the equation. Thursday night games are bizarre.
Yeah, they're tough.
Like last week, the Bengals with Joe Flacco beat the Steelers. By the end of the season, the Steelers are better than the Bengals, mm-hmm. right? Especially without Burrow there. The Steelers are probably going to finish, I don't know, 3 or 4 games better than the Bengals?
Yeah.
Are the Bengals really better than the Steelers? No, but they beat them
that
night on a division game, on a short week, in their building. That kind of stuff happens on Thursday night. Now, the one thing Alan brought up that is, it did catch my attention, I'm not going to lie. The Vikings couldn't move the ball last night, Hugh. The Vikings could not move the football last night on Thursday night football.
Short week.
Short week, but they couldn't move it. And on Sunday, they didn't move it against us. I mean, that's true. I mean, I think our offense, our passing game has moved in the right direction. I need to see our defense go out there and play well on Sunday. I need, because this past week was, they made some splash plays. They had the interception return for the touchdown with Jalex Hunt. But the Vikings moved the ball on us last Sunday. And then last night I'm watching the Vikings, and they didn't move the ball much. So that did catch my attention a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, like we always say, Joe, we always get new information
yep.
week to week. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one. Carson looked way worse last night than he did against us.
Yeah, he also is
and,
hurt, yeah.
And we, yeah, that, but he looked way worse.
He looked so terrible.
It's one of those things where that probably had a lot to play into it. No, not excuse making. It's just, that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to playing football.
Well, and again, the Thursday games are weird. I do think that contributed to a couple weeks ago where the Eagles were out against the Giants. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. We need your submission on Tri-Day for what Hugh Douglas should be next Friday for Halloween. If the answer is truly great, perhaps you will dress up on the show next Friday, and you can watch it on YouTube with his costume. We also got to get to some of what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday on Foul Territory. Dave Dombrowski, of course, last week started a fire, and then Scott Boras added to the fire. We've talked about it for a week here on WIP. Well, a couple interesting things from his appearance, including addressing the idea that the Phillies could trade Bryce Harper this offseason. That was addressed yesterday by Dave Dombrowski on Foul Territory. We'll let you hear that coming up next. We got a lot to do today. Saquon Barkley. Also, we're monitoring this injury report for the Eagles, and when they get on the practice field today, A.J. Brown has not practiced this week, either day, Wednesday or Thursday, with a hamstring injury. So we will monitor that to see if he gets on the field today and how that impacts everything for the game on Sunday. Do you need a style points game by the Eagles, or are you like you? A win is a win. Lower the bar. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.